Now, who? There are wildly different opinions on who you should start with. Everybody has the way that works for them. And like I said, they have to be nimble to know what's best in this situation. Sometimes the client wants the person they hate most. They just want you to beat them around about the head, and they don't care about the strategy really. Well, that's not really a good idea. My friend Chris Reynolds in Houston, who wrote a paper on depositions that I cite as well, he likes to start at the top. And if you know Chris, he has already dissected every document. He already understands the case from start to finish. And so he wants to go into that CEO fresh. He also likes to go to folks with unwritten communications, because you can always take the folks with a lot of written communications. You can take them on the fly later based on what they wrote. He likes to take people who the plaintiff is going to call in his or her case in chief, or that you can't compel to trial. Now, personally, I like a little more warm up. I like to start lower down. I like to learn the vocabulary. I like to learn the positions on the case and get a feel for the story and then work up. Now, that doesn't happen every time. There are reasons to go a different direction, but the order of witnesses is really important and strategic. If you go to the tippy-tippy top, you're going to get to an apex deposition. This is like if you want the CEO of a large corporation, or even the CEO of a mid-sized corporation, if that person is not directly related to the facts. Now, there's a multi-step process here. It starts with you seek the deposition, then the corporation or the official, the executive, signs an affidavit or a declaration denying knowledge of relevant facts. And then the plaintiff has a two-step test, or the party seeking the deposition has a two-step test. Number one, the executive has to have unique or superior personal knowledge of discoverable information beyond mere relevance. And then he arguably possesses relevant knowledge greater in quality or quantity than any other available sources. Pretty high standard. And also, you have to show that you attempted to discover this information with a less intrusive method, like taking a lower level employee or taking a deposition of the corporation itself, plus written discovery. So it's a pretty high standard. Maybe a battle you don't want early on. Now, let's go to the when. At what stage should you take what deposition in a business case in particular? In a business case where there's going to be a lot of document discovery, the truth-o-meter is the documents. I mean, in an LCS lying, cheating, stealing case, often every single admission you get, every single thing that happens in the deposition is going to be because there was a document driving that, and that they had to take the position they're taking because of a document that either they penned or someone else penned or they responded to, or was in the contract. So you need a document for almost every single major point. So because of that, you're likely to have to move to compel at some point. And that will require you to be in the know about some cases that came out in the 2017 and 2018 range. One tells us your new favorite word if you're resisting discovery, and that's proportionality. In Re State Farm Lloyds in 2017, the Texas Supreme Court listed out seven factors for proportionality. And that means that's really about the scope of the discovery, and that includes depositions. It's the scope of the discovery. Are you going to get discovery in, you know, about the entire file, about the entire transaction, about similar transactions? Well, they're going to look at proportionality as the pole star. And the court cited In Re Weekly Homes for that. And in In Re Weekly Homes, the court laid out the standards for what I call nabbing the computer. And in a lot of my cases, computers get nabbed, usually often from both sides, because documents are missing. And so we believe that expert review of the computer itself is appropriate. These are some points from In Re Weekly Homes that you would want to prove up. There's also a newer case that came out after In Re State Farm, which is the Shipman case. And so that's cited in the paper as well. Look to that if you have one of these situations where you have to go to a court and say, we need a computer, or if you're arguing about proportionality. When we are trying to get a computer, I would not go to that hearing without a forensic expert, maybe also a computer expert, and maybe also an expert in whatever field that we're talking about. You want to make the court comfortable that she is meeting all of these standards. And so you want to write out your findings in the order first, and then make sure that you have testimony from an expert to guide through those findings, to bolster those findings.